Unless it doesn't make sense, it won't do anything for you. My father taught one thing to me with words, that although it only landed some 3 decades later, has caused me to finally become successful and healthy. With relationships that are enjoyable. Obviously the decades in between weren't like that. They were full of suffering, misery, health deteriorating, and relationships that weren't fun. And I didn't get better because I got older. I got wiser. Because finally I understood what my father taught me. He said, "Don't resist. It will be over that much sooner." Of course he said it in Hungarian. In direct translation it was more like, "Don't fight it. It will pass soon enough." I literally don't remember, I speak Hungarian maybe 4 times a year, so it is not the language I think in. But that is, obviously, not the question. It is not what you are taught but what you take home that matters. At the end of my course sessions I want is the participants to share what their takeaways are, what they are taking home. I do that for their sake, and also for my sake. I want to see how much of what was being taught got through. But this morning I woke to an email that showed me that just like me, at least one of my students learns what was taught days, sometimes weeks later. And of course that is how it works. Why? This makes me laugh now. For 3 decades I resisted, I fought what my father taught me. Lol. Why? My understanding of what he said was almost entirely about my issue, everyone has one, that dated back to when I was 3 years old and I was raped. So my understanding was that he was suggesting that I let them rape me. And that didn't sit well with me. I thought he was my enemy. But being 73 years old, I can see that even in that situation I would have been better off. That I was resisting. But that is fodder for another story that you may not want to hear. I didn't get what he meant until I managed to completely take out the wrong from that 3-year-old story. The entire playground program was about taking the wrong out of your 3-year-old story. Everybody has one. The students in my current programs who do best have managed that superhuman feat, seeing what happened as what happened, and not the wrong that happened to them. And the ones that don't do so well didn't manage to be superhuman. Just yet. And, of course, some of those early incidents would make even me tighten up. Having your brother executed, getting locked into a car that is hot like a furnace, being beaten savagely. Yeah. I would tighten up. But I would also be able to say, it is what it is. Beating is just a beating. Someone else was angry enough to beat me. No big deal. I can't take it. I spoke to a friend of mine who lives down the street. Originally I befriended her because she could give me a ride home from the exercise classes. I live on a steep hill. And it hurts for me to walk, let alone climb the hill. But then the exercise classes got closed back in March, but I kept the friendship. No agenda anymore. Her soul correction is soulmate. The essence of that soul correction is that you are very critical, nitpicking, and resistant. Just the opposite of what one would think. So she resists the rules of this pandemic, rail against everything at every opportunity, and doesn't know that there is another way, that she could, God forbid, respect the rules, and have a great life with what she can, what she has access to. I run challenges for people. I turn on some capacity, and their job is to keep it on by doing some spiritual practices. Not very difficult, in my opinion. But some resist doing them. Don't tell me what to do. I don't want to. Your rules don't make any sense. And, of course they shouldn't. What you say makes sense all comes from your mind. And if it made sense, it wouldn't be a spiritual practice, you would be already doing it. But you don't. Everything that causes you to move, to change in the direction of your dreams is countersense. And it will make sense once you cross the divide between where you are and the next place that is closer to take you to your dream. If my coaching makes sense, that it is not good coaching. It's either that it won't work because I don't know what I'm talking about, happens occasionally, but rarely, or you interpret it the way you interpret everything. Similar to how I interpreted my father's wise advice. Not the way I meant it. The problem with language is that it is not precise. The problem with language is that it gets translated to your vocabulary, and it changes the meaning. I have another friend, one I have been producing the Sunday rants for 13 years. I sell those calls, and have been for many years. And the listeners, some of them, have gotten more out of those calls than from courses priced 10 times higher. But that is not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is that the friend on the other end of the phone line has gotten nothing, zero thing from the calls. He is exactly the way he was 13 years ago. Not worse, not better. The same. I do a lot of my teaching on those calls, with a whole lot more personal examples, and humility than what I can bring to an actual teaching call or coaching call. The students who listen to my Sunday rants get immense value from the calls, and it helps them to change their minds. Which is the most important thing you can do, if you want to change your life to the better. There could be a measure, regardless of the person, that would show how much resistance to changing your mind your soul correction has. I may do that, and publish it. Yeah, I will do that. Watch out for that article. I am willing to be surprised. By the way, willing to be surprised is the hallmark of flexibility, which is another word for changing your mind. Is a Sunday rant a good fit for you? I would say, chances that it is are low. Why? Because I speak, most likely, too many levels above your vibration. What is vibration? One way to visualize it is a tree. The higher your vibration, the higher up in the tree you are, the further you can see, the more connections between things you can see, the less you are in the middle of the hubbub on the ground, the less what is happening will be personal to you. And the less what I say will make sense to you. And the less valuable it will be to you. Like it is for my Sunday friend. If you are a student, then yeah, the Sunday calls will be very valuable to you. What makes you a student? Doing courses with me makes you a student. The more courses you've done, the more value you can glean from the calls. Some students have been doing courses with me for the whole journey. One student asked for their vibration back in 2012. I declined to give it to him. Source, muscle testing, told me not to. Why? Looking back, Source tells me certain things to arrest my forward movement, the automatic movement that takes me to ruin. In the moment when the no comes, it is jarring, and I want to resist. And sometimes I do. I guess that no arrested this student of mine, and started him on his journey. It's been a long road to hoe. But he is today, I am happy to report, of a different mindset. Meaning he managed to change his mind. And surrendered, somewhat, to a different way to approach things. Hopefully enough to start actually build his life to his own design. He, I think, listens to a pirated copy of my Sunday rants. Am I okay with that? He pays in different ways. With his self-love, for his lack of integrity. Does he know? I am sure he does. So what made the most difference for him? I could ask him, but it's hard for one to see oneself. My guess is the biggest difference came from this new technology I am teaching, get guidance from your future self. I am still learning how to lead, how to structure the course, so it is an experimental course. Or using a more fitting work, a workshop. A workshop, my workshops are small. I have one-on-one interaction with each and every participant, so in a 2-hour workshop a participant gets 20 to 30 minutes of my undivided attention. And then they can learn from what happens in the other conversations, if they can be present. Most people can't. I charge $250 for an hour of my time. I know I could charge more, but even $250 is beyond what people can actually turn into personal gain. It is not the value of what you get, but the value that you can see, and the value you can use that you are paying for. I am in a coaching program myself. I was invited to a coaching day with my favorite coach for $1,000. Small group, lots of one-on-one attention. But I knew I am not going to be able to turn that $1,000 into October 20th, 1930,000, like I should. Why? Because I don't want to grow fast. I am a turtle. I can only do things slowly, in tiny, tiny steps. The way I teach in this new course. Not in big jumps. So I declined. I know myself. And I am happy with myself. If you like big jumps, this course is not for you. The future self method teaches to check in with the future self every week, every 2 weeks, so you can do frequent course corrections. If that doesn't appeal to you, this course is not for you. If you don't want to do anything someone else, even if it's your own future self tells you, then this course is not for you. And finally, if you can't see anything to be up to, hell, this course is not for you. What people are up to varies a lot. Many are up to becoming healthy, vital. Sleep well. Finally after 50 years of not sleeping well. Some are to finally build that business they have been wanting to build, they have been trying to build, unsuccessfully. Some are to finally write the book, finish that thesis, they haven't managed to write some are to increase their side business, so it can become their main business and they can finally stop working for a boss. I am using it, currently, to build a tribe, a following of people who want to learn from me. A price a workshop, get guidance from your future self, at $20 a session to start with. As soon as I see that how I teach it works for people, and it's already working for half, I'll raise the price. My guess is, every week. The sessions are standalone session. Every session teaches the same thing, the difference is the participants, and what issues they are dealing with, what projects they, you, bring to the call. It can also serve as that weekly checking for course correction, if necessary, through checking in with your future self. The path to anything is fraught to all kinds of distractions, some are like a siren song, some are like cliffs to avoid. Frequent course corrections is the best way to accomplish anything. Here is the link to sign up to the workshops. Unless you ask me to skip the first session, this coming Wednesday at 4 PM my time, I'll register you into that webinar, on gottalentbinder.com. You can come to your mobile phone, through the gottalentbinder app. Replays will be exclusively in my mobile app. No mobile phone? You won't get the replays. Unless you are William who has made a special deal with me. And will. Learn to get answers from your future self. https://revibration.thrivecart.com/future-self/. Okay, this is it for today. Don't forget, Mondays and Thursdays I have office hours, at 4 PM on Monday, at 1 PM on Thursdays. You are welcome to attend.